Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Man, there's a lot going on here on a Tuesday. Limits. We are back at the home office after a wonderful day at Diamond Run. And there's an obvious place to start. We're going to get to the Steelers soon enough. Mike Tomlin coming up later on the show, his weekly news conference coming off. And I was very complimentary of him for the first 3 weeks. I think he's coming off when you actually sit down and look at it and review it. Upon further review, one of the worst coaching performances maybe of his career. I'm serious. I know there have been losses to worse teams and things like that. But when you actually break down that game, it's just mind-blowing. What was he doing? But we start today with the death of Pete Rose. Passes at 83 years old, and I've been putting a lot of thought into this last night and this morning. City Limits, I don't know what your knowledge is of Rose. Obviously, you never saw him play. I don't even think you ever saw him manage or bet on games when he was managing. But to me, there's two things, three things really, three things that stand out about Pete Rose. One is the historic, mind-boggling production as a hitter. He's the all-time singles hitter. You know what I mean? And we live in an age where things are measured very differently and where batting average is sort of minimized. But that's as basic as it gets in baseball, in softball for girls when you're growing up, is can you get a hit? Can you walk up there and get a hit? Nobody wants to walk. I don't care what Moneyball said. I realize a walk's as good as a hit. I get it. On-base percentage became a big thing. OPS became a big thing. OPS plus, and everybody loves home runs, and I get that. I get all of that. But in the very basic act of getting a base hit, usually a line drive, Pete Rose is the all-time king. 10 200 hit seasons. 10 of them. 10. In order to eclipse his all-time hits mark, which is 4,000 plus a lot, I was reading you could have 20 200 hit seasons and still have a ways to go to chase that record.
It's unreal.
It's ridiculous. So that's the first thing that comes up with Pete Rose for me is, can you get a hit off that pitcher? Nobody could say, yes, I can, and yes, I did, more than Pete Rose in the history of baseball. Then we get to him being the quintessential, for me, and I was asked in my Post-Gazette mailbag this week. The coffee is delicious today, Limits, I might add. You don't drink coffee, do you?
I do not. You indulge in an extra cup of coffee for me every day, though.
He's the quintessential hate him if he's on the other team, want him on your team guy. I got asked many times, like, what was your feeling on Pete Rose as a player? Because I watched him play. And I hated him in the sporting sense because I wanted him on my team, which was the Pirates as a kid. He's the all-timer in that category that we always talk about and put players under. We have for years. You hate him on the other team, but you want him on your team. That's Pete Rose. Why? Because he played with that sort of intensity of the guy in the pickup basketball game that you want to punch in the face because he's diving for loose balls. Even when they're already so far out of bounds, he has no chance to get it. You know, he's literally Charlie Hustle, you know, and it's annoying if he's on the other team. His whole demeanor, his whole persona, his whole style of play, you want to punch him. He was that guy, but you wanted him on your team. And then, of course, number three is he's right up there in the top five and maybe the top two or three in American sports history as famous to infamous athlete, going from famous to infamous. Who else? I mean, O.J. Simpson. Yeah. O.J. Simpson's number one on the list for much more, like not even in the same realm of life category. I mean, when you get down to it, really, betting on baseball, who gives a crap? It's against, of course, the sanctity of the game, but it's not a human life or multiple human lives. So those are on obviously very, very different levels. But in terms of going from famous to infamous, there's O.J. Simpson one, and I think there's Pete Rose two in American sports history. You could bring up Michael Vick, maybe. You could bring up Mike Tyson. There have been others. I think it goes O.J. on a level all his own, and then Pete Rose, famous to infamous athletes of all time. And I guess the fourth thing is he's also the all-time, was he the first classic radio sports topic? Does Pete Rose belong in the Hall of
Fame? That's a great question.
It's sort of old school sports talk radio. Here's the number. Let's talk about this. 412, in this case, 928-9370.
It would light up the show for the whole entire day.
That's the way it used to be. Here's the topic. Let's roll. Let's talk. Sometimes we delve back into that, especially after Steeler games, but not very often anymore. But he's the all-time topic. Does Pete Rose belong in the Hall of Fame? They said it was a lifetime ban limits. Does that mean that now that he has passed, that he should go in? Should he have been in anyway? Thoughts?
I think he should be in. I think what you did on the field is what should matter. What Pete Rose did is the all-time hits leader, the all-time leader in games played, the all-time leader in plate appearances, the all-time leader in at-bat. You can go on. And the quality of a player that he was, as you mentioned, at the 10-200 hit season, nobody's going to even get close. Who knows if people are going to even get to 3,000 hits at this point or how many will.
Yeah.
I understand everything that he did. He didn't bet on his own team. Should what Pete Rose did as a manager factor into what he was as a player? I don't think it should.
I agree with you. I agree with every syllable, literally this time, that you just said. It should be what you did as a player, period. That's it. It becomes very, very complicated if you take it beyond that. And I realize that Pete Rose broke as important a rule as there is in baseball, the sanctity of the game, by betting on his own team when he was a manager. And, you know, the cover-up's always at least as bad as the crime, usually worse. He lied about that for years and years. Lied about it. But the criterion should be what you did as a player, period. That's it. Now that he's passed, should he be inducted? I say yes. I mean, if you take that literally, a lifetime ban, he has passed away. He should go in now. He should have been in as a player. And that's not excusing one bit of what he did as a manager, but God knows people in the Baseball Hall of Fame have done way worse in real life than Pete Rose did managing the Reds, and they remained in the Hall of Fame. Like I said, man, it gets very complicated. And I don't know if people are aware of it, but the Football Hall of Fame has a morals clause of its own. That was revealed to us when Gary Myers came on here and said that Terrell Owens was basically kept out for a number of years of the Pro Football Hall of Fame because the Hall of Fame itself said basically what you do, how you act in the locker room and things like that count, which I never knew. And Myers' thought was that Antonio Brown could be kept out because of that. And once you open that can of worms, how do you define that? How do you define it? Who do you keep out? Who do you keep in? There are some extremely unsavory characters from the history of all sports. In OJ's case, a lot of people think a literal murderer, but he's still in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And really, that just keeps it simple. It just keeps it very simple. As you said, City Limits, what did you do on the baseball field as a player? That's how I always felt. And that, I probably did that topic in 2002 when I was doing my little one-hour show on a radio station from a distant galaxy a long ways away. Remember ESPN 1250?
Yes.
Wonder Twin? Did you listen to that?
Occasionally I did.
What year were you born?
Because I was still, that was...
You were born in 01?
Yes. Because that would have been very early days of me listening to radio.
Well, that was probably a topic. When did sports talk radio begin in its
current form? Well, 2010 here.
No, I mean actually as a medium.
Late 90s in New York?
Maybe earlier than that.
Yeah,
mid-90s. It might have been one of the first topics ever brought up. And we've moved away from it, thankfully.
Well, and the other thing...
But that's what I think of. All those things... When I think of Pete Rose.
And he did, I don't know if it's any caveat to this, he bet on his team to win. It's not like he bet on his team to lose every night and was factoring into...
Well, isn't there still some question about that, or no?
Well, no. Rose said in his memoir, I bet on my own team to win.
Yeah, that's what he said. He wasn't exactly known as the most truthful sort.
Also, I mean, the fact that all sports now these days are so in bed with betting... And all the promos that you see on every broadcast of games now, there's betting ads at the ballpark, at the football facility, at games, at hockey games. I mean, Bet Rivers has a sports book inside PPG Paints Arena. Like, betting has become so prevalent now. And I'm not saying that managers and players should be allowed to bet on the games that they are a part in. I'm not saying that whatsoever. But don't you think that what Pete Rose did as a member of the Cincinnati Reds and of the Philadelphia Phillies on the field is worthy enough quality-wise of being in? I just do.
That's the bottom line for me. But we've now seen the passing of one of the most notable athletes, and again, famous to infamous in American sports history. That's how big a deal, for better or worse, Pete Rose was.
O.J. Simpson and Pete Rose both dying this year.
Yeah.
How about that?
So we move on. Let's move on to this, because this is the big topic of the week here, Limits. And that is Adam Schefter says Russell Wilson expected to be healthy this week. So let's start there. I'm a little bit surprised. Let's put it this way. I'll be surprised if Mike Tomlin says that. I'll be surprised if he says Russell Wilson's a full go. We'll see how the practice week goes. But man, it's out there from Schefter at least. So what will Tomlin say at the beginning of his news conference here, which we will carry on 93.7 The Fan beginning at noon? This is what Schefter said. I think this was yesterday on Afternoon Sports Center. And I quote, "This is a Sunday night game against the Dallas Cowboys in which Russell Wilson finally was expected to be over that calf injury and expected to play. So if Russell Wilson is not playing on Sunday night," Schefter says, "that would tell you that Justin Fields, for the time being, has wrestled away the starting quarterback job from Russell Wilson." And Schefter added, that people around the league, quote, believe it will be tough to bench Fields. So let me give you the second quote. Are you ready for that, my little limitless
I'm
wonder?
Ready for it.
Fields has certainly risen to the occasion. And if Tomlin decides to keep riding Fields, hard to imagine he's going to sit down a guy who's gotten better, who's 3-1, who's played well, who does have the support of the team right now. Tomlin will have Russell Wilson as an option at some point in time, but I think it would be a surprise if Justin Fields isn't starting Sunday night. Here we go, Limits. If you've been waiting for this thing to come to a head, this could be the week. Then again, Tomlin could very, very easily squelch this by saying today it's status quo with Russell Wilson. We'll see how it goes. Now, if he says it's status quo and that Wilson will be limited tomorrow and all that, and it's not true, like Russ really is ready now, then I imagine word will filter out maybe through Russell's agent, maybe something like that, that no, Russell's ready to go here. He's ready to go. Either way, we're getting very, very close, I think, to this thing coming to a head, and it's going to be fascinating to see how Mike Tomlin handles this, starting with his opening soliloquy today at the news conference. That's what will set all the other wheels in motion. Now, is it possible that he'll simply say, again, you know, Russ, it's status quo. He'll be limited Wednesday. We'll let his participation and the quality of that participation be our guide, and that everything will be quiet this week and it'll simply be Fields again. Yeah, that's a distinct possibility. What happened to Russell Wilson, by the way, with the blocking sled?
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel like room? I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Did the blocking sled come to life like Lawrence Taylor and attack him? What the hell happened?
TJ Watt was actually morphed into the blocking sled.
What this reminds me of a long ago Penguin, Marty Straka, who fell victim to a weight machine. A weight machine fell on him.
Remember when Ben couldn't use the X-ray machine in Oakland because
yeah, right.
It was broken?
Yeah, it's the old being attacked by an inanimate object or not having something working when you need it. Was the blocking sled functional? Why were quarterbacks going into the blocking sled? I know they brought in a new strength and conditioning team. That story hasn't been told yet. What was that all about? Let's have the quarterbacks line up and take their turn on a blocking sled in case there's ever a trick play. A little end around to Calvin Austin. We want our quarterbacks blocking. Who's told that story yet, Limits? Anybody?
Apparently not. But we are reaching the boiling point, Joe. Like we're there.
Boiling point is good. We're getting there. You know how when you're waiting and you're in a hurry for pasta, and we eat a lot of pasta in our house, and it starts, those little bubbles start to rise to the top, and you find yourself staring at the pot of water waiting for it to boil? Those little bubbles are starting. It's not a full boil yet, But the bubbles are rising and they're multiplying. You've done that before.
Yes, rising to the top, of course.
Getting very impatient for a bowl of pasta. Why is this taking so long to boil? I've been there. In fact, I boiled pasta last night and I was in a hurry. We're getting there. And this could be the week that this thing boils over.
So you're telling me there's a quarterback controversy?
Well, there always has been. Hmm. You had people early on say, oh, what's the big deal? When Russ is healthy, he'll play. Oh, will he? Will he really? And if the controversy is the way that Donnie Football and Mulsey painted it early on, remember after week one, I think it was?
It was after week one. They said he was the starter.
There's no controversy here because Fields is the starter. I mean, by definition, then, you have a controversy on your hands, don't you? Wonder Twin?
Yeah, I mean, when Russell Wilson is pole position man,
and the guy who's listed as
QB1 on the depth chart, right, and the other guy's playing, and you say, well, that's the guy moving forward.
Have they released a depth chart today?
They have not. Do you know when the depth chart comes out, Joe?
Right before the news conference?
10 minutes before Mike Tomlin talks, typically at least.
So this is going to be juicy today. And if you think I'm looking forward to this, you're right. Yeah. This is fun. I've said all along this should be fun. It doesn't have to be this horrible thing. Oh, my God, a quarterback controversy. No, let's enjoy it. Let's enjoy it. Let's see how they handle it. And my question is for you, and I would really like to have a conversation with you about this. Has Justin Fields done enough for you to be the starting quarterback here, even if Russell Wilson is healthy? Are you willing to embrace Justin Fields right now as your starting quarterback? Yes or no? 412-928-9370. That's kind of like an old school Pete Rose talk radio topic, but you know what? Certain situations call for that, to simply open up the phone lines. And this is one. I mean, this is one. I was thinking about this morning, Limits, that no matter what happened this year, we were going to have a quarterback controversy. We were going to have a quarterback competition, if that euphemism is preferable.
Did you say that Justin Fields would at one point start games for the Steelers? Because I remember that I did. I thought it'd be later on in the year than now.
Yeah, I mean, that question was out there from day one. I don't know that the Steelers knew that Fields would be available. Do they go out and get Russell Wilson if they knew they could get Fields? That's a legitimate question, right? But I was thinking last night, imagine if this was Rudolph and Pickett. And I think a lot of us thought that that would be exactly it after Mike Tomlin's season-ending news conference last year. It sure sounded like they wanted to sign Mason and would have Kenny in pole position, so to speak. That would have been pretty spicy as well. So no matter what we were doing, because the problem here is what Tomlin tried to pass off as normal at his season-ending news conference, which was, you want competition at all your positions, including quarterback, when we all know, and he knows, that it's the last position in sports that you want competition at. You want a defined starter who has no legitimate competition. You want Ben Roethlisberger for 15 years completely unchallenged. You want a star. You want zero competition at that position. But that's not where they're at, and that wasn't going to be where they're at no matter what. Rudolph Pickett would have been mighty spicy. Very interesting. They got rid of those two. All the old school Steeler reporters in town said, oh, there's no way they would bring in Russell Wilson. There's no way they would bring in Justin Fields. They brought in both. They brought in both. And the second they brought in both, and especially the second that the old blocking sled attacked Russell Wilson, we had a quarterback competition on our hands. At the very least, and this is the way I thought it was going in camp, Fields was moving up his timeline because of how he was performing in camp. The preseason games weren't great, but you could tell by the way Tomlin was talking about him, and plus all the reports we were getting from camp, that he was moving up his timeline in case Russ struggled. Some, I think it was Pelissero, left training camp believing, and I quote, "That's more of a competition than people believe." I believed him. Good reporter. Must have been talking to people. And now look, Justin Fields has played four games. I think he's gotten progressively better. I thought the question going into week four was, could Justin Fields bring them from behind if they fell behind, especially by a lot? Could he get points in a hurry? Could he be that kind of guy? Or was he just this sort of system quarterback, Kenny Pickett part two, that was doing what the Steelers asked and not turning the ball over and running an offense that was going to score 18 points at most? And maybe if they needed a big play late in a game, he could provide it. No, man, he looked great the other day to me. And I'm very aware that he made a couple of colossal mistakes that count, that were part of that loss. But if you're looking at the way he actually played and envisioning, hey, is this a guy that could bring us from behind if need be? Hell yes. He was unbelievable. What did he have total yards? 380, 370?
He threw for 312, and he was their leading rusher.
With 55 more.
Yes.
I don't know how to add that. It's like 370 with three touchdowns, plus the Pickens fumble, plus Tomlin, for some reason, passing up a long-range field goal from Boswell after the first series, when Boswell's the greatest long-range kicker in the history of football.
I
still don't know what happened. So they left about 10 points on the table. My opinion, and I wouldn't have said this going into the Chargers game. In fact, I wrote and said that week, Fields hasn't done enough yet for me if Wilson's healthy. Well, 2 weeks later, he has. If Russell Wilson is declared healthy today, Fields should be the starter. Are you out there willing to embrace Justin Fields as your starter no matter what going into this Cowboys game? That's a very simple question. 412-928-9370. I very much would like to speak to those who say yes and those who say, I'm not ready for that yet. Are you out of your mind? Limits, what say you? You ready to embrace him? Is it his job no matter what?
I've embraced him since before the start of the season, Joe. I've been saying he should be the guy from day one to begin with. But I was kind of blinded by thinking Russell Wilson was going to be the guy because that's what Mike Tomlin was saying, and it's the Steeler way to go with the veteran and the guy that they brought in first. And
What's the case against him?
The case against Justin Fields?
Yeah.
I don't think he should get a pass for that fumble at midfield. That was bad. That was bad. And the bad fumble exchanges that keep happening with him. Other than that, because I think game one against Atlanta was more so an unwillingness of Arthur Smith to open up the playbook for him and let him cook.
Yeah.
Those turnovers are the only thing. Like, will Russell Wilson protect the ball more? But I'm more convinced that Justin Fields, after seeing what we saw down 17 points and coming all the way back, and if that final drive didn't stall out with Najee not going out of bounds, the timeout, bad snap, whatever, I don't know if Russell Wilson brings his team back the way that Justin Fields did to potentially kick a field goal and tie that game.
Well, I think the best case for Russ is simply this. He's coming off what was actually a very good statistical year, and he was your guy, and he deserves his chance to show what he has, and you probably can't say with any certainty that he wouldn't be 3-1 too.
Well, why does he deserve it, though?
No, I'm playing devil's advocate, because he was your guy. You signed him to be the starter.
You signed him for a minimum contract after he was cut by Denver with $50 million on the books. How is he your guy? Nobody else wanted him.
They said he was their guy. Tomlin said he was their guy. That's why they signed him.
Then why'd they go out and get Justin Fields a week later?
To provide competition, and because Fields might be more of a long-term option. I'm not expressing an opinion here.
Yeah.
I'm saying a fact. He was their guy. Tomlin said it before the opener, and devil's advocate here would say, you got to give this guy an opportunity. He would be 3-1 too. He would also be 3-1, and he might be better than Justin Fields right now. I don't know. That would be the case for Wilson. I'm not buying it. That's the key point of that little soliloquy. I'm not buying it. And I was a Russell Wilson guy, as you know.
Yeah.
I might have been first on the Russell Wilson bandwagon, much as I was first on the Trubisky bandwagon. And I don't know if you have that wonderful clip to bring us full circle here, Limits, but you must. And I urged in writing and on this show many times for them to bring in Russell Wilson. And by the way, I wouldn't trade him, because that topic is coming up today with the Dolphins' horrendous performance.
Woo-hoo! It's the Trubisky train.
There was no doubt about it.
You know what train you're on now, Joe?
Yes.
Woo-hoo! It's the Rudolph train.
There was no doubt about
Man,
it.
Man, I jumped off the Rudolph train awfully fast.
Pretty quickly.
But he's back in the news after last night, right? Levis and Butthead left the game.
Yeah, we didn't get another Will Levis meme type moment of him doing something horrendously bad.
Let's talk about that coming up, whether you would trade Russell Wilson, because that topic is now on the front burner. I know the morning guys were talking about it. What would make you listen to a Russell Wilson trade? Because the Dolphins are just about done. That was an epic disaster.
Wasn't that game just so terrible to watch last night?
So bad. And it's impossible to imagine them coming close to a playoff spot in their current plight. Now, if you're them.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bathroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever.
Of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.